98.3. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. When I hear that young people are being inspired, encouraged, and taught with the Word of God, even if it's around the school system, it's pretty exciting. So we wanted to bring up something that's going on in Greenville, one of our wonderful communities, and they're participating in a program called LifeWise Academy with parent permission. I think you're going to be excited about this. Joel Penton is the founder of LifeWise Academy. And Joel, I'm so glad to have a few minutes with you. Tell me what this program is all about.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Well, the program is all about sharing the Word of God with public school students. Mm. And what LifeWise is what's known as a released time religious instruction program, which is a mouthful, but most people have never heard that in 1952, the Supreme Court ruled that students can actually be released from public school during school hours, so not before or after school, but during school hours to receive religious instruction. It just needs to be off school property, privately funded, and with parental permission.
Okay.
This is an opportunity that's just been kind of lying dormant. Almost no one's heard of this. Huh. LifeWise Academy is a program that any community can implement to take advantage of this amazing opportunity. And some of our school districts, I mean, are seeing huge participation rates, up to like 90% of their local public school students being taught the Bible.
That's incredible. It is. And I know the first thought is, wait a minute, that can't be right. It can't be legal. It can't be okay. And yet, of course, they're following guidelines. It is legal. And I think the idea is it's completely voluntary and it's only students and you have parental permission. And then tell me this, when you take them off campus, is it for an hour? Is it 2 hours? How does that work?
Well, we coordinate with the school. It's normally for elementary school students, so it's sometimes middle and high as well. And it is whatever fits with the school schedule. So in the same way that a student will get art class once a week for 45 minutes to an hour, as part of that kind of specials rotation of these different classes, they'll have an opportunity. They can sign up to get LifeWise Academy for about 45 minutes or an hour, whatever their typical class blocks are.
Okay. Well, and I understand that LifeWise Academy is housed at Trinity Wesleyan Church, which is kind of cool. It's on their campus. It's like a 5-minute walk from the school. And then they say that a volunteer walks with the students to the facility and then chaperones them again as they return. So everything's safe. How do you think this works in other school systems? Do they usually do it close by? What's your idea on that?
Yeah, well, it looks a little bit different in every community. We like to have our facility as close as we can. And about half of our facilities are walkable, and so volunteers walk students over. But the other half, we use shuttles, whether it's a full-size school bus or a smaller shuttle. And that's fine as well because, you know, nearly every school in the nation, honestly, has a church within a mile or so. So we're often shuttling to a nearby church or walking. But, I mean, some of our programs actually build dedicated buildings as well.
That's so beautiful. Well, in the essence of time here, we want to make sure that this is available if somebody's like, hey, I'd love to have this for our school or our school system, LifeWise Academy. What's your link for people to go and check it out?
Yeah, go to LifeWiseAcademy.org. That's LifeWiseAcademy.org. And you can find any school district in the nation on our website, and you can actually begin the process of starting what we call a community interest list, which are where people can sign to say, yes, please bring this to my community.
Joel Penton, thank you so much, the founder of LifeWise Academy. If you're interested in this for your school, for your kids, it's on my Conversations link. So if you didn't get that written down, it's right there anytime you need it. And this interview is also if you want to share it with someone else as you're talking about it with other parents and other teachers and school systems. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.